is a perfectly valid reason for the influx of costumes, metal gears, rubber tires, and colorful sculptures that engulfed Humboldt County for the long weekend. It's called the Kinetic Grand Championship, and it marks the start of summer in Humboldt County. This year, there were 45 teams competing in what's known as the Triathlon of the Arts World.
And this is our team, Planet X.
And these are our Planet X-lings.
Hi.
Hello.
How many of you guys?
There's 10 of us, Planet X.
There's 10
of
us.
Jenny Weiss, co-pilot for the team Planet X, in the kinetic sculpture race, introduces her team as they work diligently on the last details of their costumes a day before the championship began.
This one here we've been building for about, I'd say, 3 months, which is not that long in kinetic speak.
The team of 10, including her husband Billy Pinnix, have been doing kinetic for more than a decade, and like many of their opponents who also cross through the main street, in Ferndale, they've been working hard to create a movable and maneuverable sculpture that's also aesthetically pleasing to the crowd.
One thing you're definitely sure to see is art doing stuff that art shouldn't do. It's just like you create this big old huge art sculpture and you don't, you know, art sculpture shouldn't necessarily be on the water going across the bay or, you know, driving down the beach. So we bring art to nature.
Although there are a lot of different kinetic races, Jeanette Kimmy, or Goddess Jenno, said the one that happens here is the most famous, and it's been going on for nearly half a century.
This is the Grand Champion race. This is where it all started. Next year is going to be the 50th annual, and this is the toughest race. It's the toughest race, and it's people come all over. It's for the glory. And
for old Hobart Brown, my friends.
Trilio Bike Test Kitchen were declared the winners this year, but Planet X is sure to be back next year, along with many other Kinetic Grand Championship teams. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.
For the glory!